We are in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio, and the Corn Council Chair, Scott German from Oaks, North Dakota, looks fondly at Richland County. In fact, he calls Richland County the Iowa of North Dakota. So let's see if Richland County has any cornfields that are yet to be combined. We check in with NDSU Extension, Richland County. Chandra Langseth. Hello, Chandra.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm very anxious for tomorrow. I got to get up and peel potatoes and do some other things. And everything under control in the Langseth house there.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm ready. I'm getting hungry already. So
okay.
Ready for Thanksgiving.
Already good. I think a lot of guys are glad and thankful they're not eating a turkey sandwich in the combine cab this year. I think there was a time where guys were worried about that. How are you doing for the harvest in Richland County?
You know, we're pretty much wrapped up with corn in Richland County. There are a few scattered fields that still have some standing corn, but for the most part we're done. And it was, especially with the corn harvest, a really good year. There were a lot of bushels out there, and I think what's kind of dragging the corn harvest on is that there were so many bushels. A lot of guys ran out of on-farm storage, so had to do a little haul into town and should get back in the field. But for the most part, we're done, and we ended on a high note, so guys can enjoy Thanksgiving with their families.
For sure. Yields are a little bit better than expected. How about the moisture content? Are the dryers still steaming away, or is that under control, too?
Yeah, drying's slowing down, but I think most of the corn crop in the county did have to go run through the dryer, even if it was just to knock off a couple percentage points. But we're a little bit wetter, so I had to use up some propane, but it wasn't too bad overall.
Very good. All right. Anything else to report on? Could there be a sunflower field or even a soybean field yet?
Yeah, I haven't seen any more sunflower or soybean fields. We had a few soybean fields that were kind of hanging on, I think. Farmers are waiting for the ground to freeze up a little bit. They were a little wet, but most of those are off by now. So just a few scattered corn acres. You know, the soybean yields, I think, were kind of variable across the county. We saw a lot of farmers that were really excited about their soybean crop and a lot that were pretty disappointed. So, you know, last year, county average, we saw 46.5 bushels per acre. This year is going to be a little bit lower than that, closer to our five-year average of maybe 40. So overall kind of variable with the soybean crop. But again, that corn crop really, really shined this year.
Wow. All things considered, average on the beans is, I guess, better than everybody expected and still a win. And last year was kind of the benchmark of awesome. So it's going to be hard to top that.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. All right. Now, as we move into the winter season, I would assume you've got some meetings coming up.
Yeah, kind of in the planning stages for a number of different meetings. We actually met this morning with the Sargent County and Richland County Extension and Sargent and Richland County Soil Conservation Districts and finally kind of set a date and some details for a soil health workshop in Windmere on February 20th. So it's a bit down the road, but we're starting to plan and get some of those things lined up for the meeting season. But luckily that doesn't start till after Christmas, so we've got a little bit of time to pull some details together and kind of figure out what the main topics are going to be this year.
All right, but we'll put February 20th, Windmere, on the calendar. We'll circle that date for you. So,
sounds good.
Last question. I know the stereotypically, the further south and east you go, generally it's warmer. So is the ground froze up? Is there any tillage going on, or did that stop?
You know, on Monday night we had a township meeting, and so there are a few guys that were kind of hoping to get back and do a little bit of field work, hoping that the ground had kind of thawed out throughout the day, but for the most part, we're out of the field for the year. So there's some tillage going on early in the week. Monday was really nice, but I think even then there were areas that were frozen. So we're pretty much done with field work here in Richland County.
Okay, so like you said at the beginning, call it a wrap and enjoy time with the family.
Yes.
All righty. Chandra Langseth, a Richland County Extension agent, thanks for the visit. I hope you have a wonderful next two or three days and the whole weekend.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everyone out there listening.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chandra. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mick.
Yep, bye now.